Step 34. Get in the habit of mindlessly tidying. Some excellent times to tidy. While you are on the phone, wander around straightening things up. If you've just put something in the microwave or under the broiler, spend those 3 minutes wiping counters or doing dishes. While waiting for the bath to fill or the shower water to heat, wipe down the sink and the outside of the toilet. Step 35. Do not leave to crust for tomorrow what may be wiped up today. Here is something that I am so embarrassed that I had to be told not 6 months ago, as I somehow had never absorbed it in childhood. When there are little spills or splatters, wipe them up right then. For years, this was my mental process for spills. My spill assessment process. Something has spilled. Am I busy? If yes, leave it until the next designated cleanup time. If no, is it less than an ounce? If yes, leave it until the next designated cleanup time. If no, is it mayo or something bright orange? If yes, begrudgingly wipe it up. If no, leave it until the next designated cleanup time. But here's how actual adults do it. Correct spill assessment process. Something has spilled? Clean it up. Seriously, it will never be easier to wipe up something than right when it is fresh. It is less likely to stain, dry, crust, etc. And you will have to wipe it up eventually. Just do it now. Step 36. Be mindful about your garbage. This means getting decent trash cans, making sure you have liners and/or leftover plastic grocery bags for them. Do not neglect this step, or your garbage can will grow tiny, smelly civilizations in the bottom by this afternoon. And figuring out what the recycling process is in your neighborhood. If you live in a place with curbside recycling, learn the rules. It'll be run through either the...